Victorian farmers say they're being unfairly targeted by vegan activists who are putting pressure on their businesses and personal lives. But the activists are defending their tactics, saying they're not targeting individual farmers, but focused on exposing the industry. Jess Davis explains.
On this poultry farm near Kyneton in central Victoria, chickens are allowed to roam freely during the day before being housed in a mobile shelter at night. Owner Ben Falloon details his methods on social media sites such as Facebook. It's popular with some, but not everyone.
We seem to attract a disproportionate number of particularly aggressive activist vegans.
And the aggression might not be just online. The farmer also believes activists were behind an incident last year where chickens were let out of their pens at night. It's an action that resulted in the deaths of 200 laying hens after they were attacked by predators.
My daughters were instrumental in raising those chickens. To go out there and to see 200 dead chickens strewn across more than 20 acres, it's pretty intense for us.
In several Facebook posts this week, the chicken farmer has spoken out against attacks from vegan activists, including one Facebook comment that took aim at Mr. Falloon and his daughters.
Be prepared for more freeing of these animals. And while you're homeschooling, why don't you be decent and teach your girls about compassion and kindness?
They see anything to do with us as being like an offence to their sensibilities.
Andrew Whitelaw from market analyst group Mercado has been looking at the effects of animal activists' actions on agriculture.
Well, I think it puts a lot of farmers on edge, especially on the likes of the more intensive forms of agriculture, in that they're worried about, are they going to wake up one day and the fences are cut down?
But Mr. Whitelaw says there are also biosecurity and economic risks to farmers.
Because there's a lot of biosecurity risks around strangers coming onto your farm. And I think there's this concern that farmers can be victimised even if they're doing the right thing.
Central Victorian pig farmer Jared, who didn't want to reveal his last name for fear of being targeted, has seen firsthand the effect on biosecurity a break-in can have. He says someone broke into his piggery at night, cutting fences and breaking doors in an attempt to free the pigs.
We broke with a respiratory problem called mycoplasma. It makes it so much harder to look after the pigs.
Police never solved that crime, and no one claimed responsibility. But Joe Osborne from Animal Liberation Victoria says actions like freeing animals are about bringing awareness.
It's about sort of showing, you know, what the animals are going through within that system, and not necessarily going in and saying that farmer's a terrible person and we're going to target him.
She says it's important when using social media to remember there's a person on the other end.
I can see that it's very easy from both parties for sometimes it gets a little bit out of hand because passions are running quite high.
Animal Liberation Victoria representative Joe Osborne ending that report by Jess Davis.